The head of Russia's Federal Security Bureau reportedly informed Russian President Vladimir Putin that all four gunmen from the Moscow terror attack at Crocus City Hall were apprehended near Russia's western border with Ukraine.
Seven additional suspects have also been detained, and the search for other accomplices continues. The news outlets reported ISIS claimed responsibility for the deadly attack on Friday night, during which gunmen opened fire on concertgoers at one of Moscow's largest entertainment complexes before setting the complex ablaze. Joseph Eckerson reporting,
U.S. fighter jets from the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower aircraft carrier launched strikes against three underground storage facilities in Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen late on Friday.
Strikes and explosions were witnessed and heard in Sana'a on Friday night, according to eyewitnesses and videos, some circulating on social media. Footage depicted explosions and smoke rising over the Houthi-controlled capital. There was no official confirmation of casualties or the origin of the explosions. Jim Kender reporting.
The number of arrests for illegally crossing the U.S. southern border with Mexico saw a slight increase in February compared to the previous month.
According to figures from Customs and Border Protection, Border Patrol agents made 140,744 arrests of individuals attempting to enter the country between the legal border crossing points during February. These figures are part of a range of data related to immigration, trade, and fentanyl seizures that is released monthly by CBP. Paul Gomez reporting.
President Joe Biden signed the funding bills package into law on Saturday, the White House said, averting a partial government shutdown.
Biden once again called on Congress to pass a national security supplemental bill to provide U.S. assistance to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, and funding for border security and reforms to border policy. Congress's work isn't finished, Biden said, later adding, it's time to get this done. Lawrence Keller reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
At least two people were killed, including a student, in a major crash involving a school bus carrying pre-kindergarten children that occurred on a Texas highway Friday, according to a law enforcement official.
A passenger vehicle and a concrete truck were also involved in the crash, according to the Texas Department of Public Safety. The fatalities include a male student who was traveling on the bus and a man who was driving a Dodge Charger, Texas DPS spokesperson Dion Cockrell confirmed. Kyle Norris reporting.
Two crew members on a Holland America cruise ship died during an incident in the ship's engineering space, the cruise line said.
The unidentified crew members died while the Florida-based New Amsterdam was at Half Moon Cay in the Bahamas, Holland America said in a statement. Authorities were notified, and the cause of the accident is being investigated, the cruise line said. Jessica Oakley reporting.
2 days after a rare last-second launch abort, a Russian Soyuz spacecraft blasted off Saturday on a flight to the International Space Station, carrying two short-duration crew members and a NASA astronaut bound for a six-month tour of duty.
Launch originally was planned for last Thursday, but the countdown was aborted inside 20 seconds to launch when computers detected low-voltage readings in the Soyuz 2.1A rocket's first stage electrical system. Liam White reporting.
The Mega Millions jackpot climbed to an estimated $1.1 billion after no one matched the game's six numbers Friday night, continuing a stretch of more than 3 months without a big winner.
No one has won the game's jackpot since December 8th, a string of 30 consecutive drawings without anyone taking home the top prize. That has enabled the jackpot to slowly grow, week after week. The $1.1 billion prize is for a sole winner who chooses to be paid through an annuity over 30 years, Kevin Sanders reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.